The plan is to spend the next 10 minutes or so, whatever it may be, to talk about if it's appropriate to daven from a smartphone. Actually, as I hold my relatively new daughter here, it's also related to, are you allowed to hold a baby while you daven? I started looking into the sugya, I think, after I had our first child, when we had Aaron. But it's very much related to smartphones as well. A lot of the makoros, by the way, are even going to be from the Savior here, Hakona Olamo. So if you guys remember, Rabbi Arya Leibowitz Shlita came to Ida Crown earlier in the year. He spoke to the boys about a very interesting question related to a Kohen who wanted to marry a certain woman, if I'm not mistaken. And when he spoke to the girls, he spoke about a very interesting kidney donation shaila. So he has in his sefer here on Simin Tesvav, Imroi L'Spala Mitoch smartphone. Are you allowed to daven from a smartphone? I happen to think Isaac asked this question to me earlier in the year. I think it was about benching, if I'm not mistaken. I think you asked me about...
Maybe.
Benching. I think it was you. But it's in the notes here that I have, so we're gonna talk about it for a little bit, okay? So basically, there are four issues that we're going to deal with, and they are the following. Number one, in general, distractions during tefillah, okay, and how that relates to davening from a smartphone, and also, while I guess when Mirtz Hashem, you guys will all have children, if you are allowed to daven while holding a baby. Number two is, again, like I just said, holding something while davening. So general distractions in tefillah. Number two is holding something while you daven. Number three is going to be the notion that you have to recognize that you're omed lifnei ha-melech while we daven. We're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the last one is the issue of maris ayin. Okay, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. So let's get started. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Hey tells us that you really shouldn't have anything in front of you while you daven. And the Gemara says the following. Gemara says, lo yehei davar chotzeitz beino levein hakir. You should really stand right up in front of a wall. And the Beis Yosef explains that it's to prevent any sort of distractions. You don't want to have any disturbance of your kavana while we daven. And this is paskened again in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Sadis if Chaf Aleph. I remember, by the way, I think Yaakov is going to HaKotel next year, if I'm not mistaken, right? So, Mirz Hashem, yeshiva will be open. You'll be there. I remember when I was in yeshiva, we once had a Q&A with Rav Nevensal Shlita. And I remember one of the guys asked him such a funny question. They asked Rav Nevensal, is it permissible to daven at the Kotel if there are always going to be people walking in front of you? So Rav Nevensal, it was like quiet. Everyone's like, whoa, what a funny question. Like, everyone davens at the Kotel. What are you talking about? So Rav Nevensal, I don't know if he stroked his beard, but I'm assuming he stroked his beard. And he was kind of like, well, try to daven as close as you can to the wall, and then wait for everyone to leave, and then go, so you don't walk in front of anyone else davening Shmon Esrei. It was such an amazing thing that, you know, we do it all the time. I mean, if we're Zocha too, you know, hopefully next year you'll be at Yeshiva HaKotel, you'll be able to daven at the Kotel a lot. But it's something that happens all the time, you don't think about it. But we see from the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that you're really not supposed to have anything in front of you while you daven. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is really a lichatchila, but again, if one can't, so it's not ma'akev, your tefillah doesn't prevent you from davening. But again, if you can't daven in front of a wall, so then at least you should close your eyes or look in a sitter to make sure that you're not going to get distracted. The Shulchan Aruch even says it's ideal to not daven behind people, right? And again, because you're going to get distracted, you might be looking at them. And again, the Mishnah Berurah notes that practically speaking, in shuls that we have, the way they're set up, so again, it's not always shayach. But if you can, always get to the front. Try to daven in the front of the shul, in front of a pillar, whatever it may be. That's the best way to ensure that we have, you know, put ourselves in the best position, let's say, to have good kavana. And that's true, and I feel like this happens in school all the time, because I know a lot of the chevra wear their camp sweatshirts or their, you know, elementary school sweatshirts, and you have like everyone in the bunk or everyone from the grade, right? The Mishnah Berurah even comments, is Shulchan Aruch, excuse me, in Siv Chaf Gimel, tells us you shouldn't daven behind someone with begadim mitzuyarim, which I guess means having clothing that has like shapes on it, it has different, you know, images on it. Maybe that would mean if you're, you know, getting up to daven, you see the guy come in with a sweatshirt from, you know, I don't know, Mosheva 2018, I don't know, whatever the chevra wear in school, you know, and you begin to read the sweatshirts, that's a pretty, you know, pretty easy way to get distracted while we daven. So try to make sure we're not davening behind people who have different images on their sweatshirt. Maybe Rabbi Tanki's not so happy with a chevra wearing different image on their sweatshirt anyway, but I'll kopanim, at least with regards to tefillah, it seems to be an issue. Again, we want to put ourselves in the best situation to have proper kavana. So that's just in terms of where we daven and you know, the placement specifically, to make sure we're putting ourselves in a good place to be conducive for kavana. But what about holding something during davening? So there are two gemaras that we have. The gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, so 23b, and the gemara in Sukkah, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara in Brachos says the following. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Lo yochaz adam tefillin biyado v'sefer Torah bizro v'yispalo." A person really shouldn't be holding tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah in his arms and daven. And Amar Shmuel sakinu ma'os u'ka'ara v'kikar harei elu kiyotzi behen. Shmuel says it's true not just for tefillin and a sefer Torah, but even a knife, money, any sort of plate or platter, anything like that, you're really not supposed to be holding on to while you daven. And Rashi says, She'in daitum yushevis alav batfila. Because if you're holding any of these objects, it's going to distract you and take away from your kavana. Shahari libo tamir alehen. You're going to be constantly thinking about them. Shalayif lumiyado. So you're not going to drop them. Right? I don't know if anybody has ever, you know, taken out a significant amount of money from the bank, or maybe you just get a new phone, whatever it may be. You're so worried about dropping it. You know, if you have money in your pocket, you just got a big check from, I don't know, one of the caterers in town, right? If you're a waiter on Shabbos, right? So you, until you put it away, like you keep check your pockets to make sure that you didn't drop it, right? So it could be very, very distracting to be holding something during davening. So the Gemara in Sukkah says, very interesting, it comments, Amar le mar bara meimar le Rav Ashi, abat tzluli ekamatz libe. So it sounds like that mar bara meimar's father used to daven while holding his arba minim. So the Gemara says, I meisve lo yochaz adam tfilin biyado, basically quoting our brisa from the Gemara in Brachos, saying, how can he daven while holding on to his tefillin, and you're not allowed to daven while holding a Sefer Torah, and you're not allowed to, you know, do other things in tefillin as well, like take a small nap. The point is, how can you possibly do it? We also know Shmuel says you can't hold on to a knife or a ka'ar or anything like that, because it's going to shtir one's kavana. So the Gemara says, no, don't worry. Hasam lav mitzvah ninhu vitard behu. If you're just holding on to a large amount of money, you're holding on to a knife, you're even holding a Sefer Torah, so it's not a mitzvah per se, and therefore it can distract your kavana, but mitzvah, hacha, this case of arba minim, mitzvah ninhun velo tarid behu. When you're holding your arba minim, really that's only going to help you, and it's going to help your kavana. It's part of the mitzvah that you're doing on Sukkot, and it's really just going to help your kavana as well, Rashi explains. So we see from there that things that are going to distract you, though, fundamentally, right? That's what the Gemara is getting at. Things that will take away from your kavana, so you really shouldn't be holding those things during davening. I think Rabbeinu Hananel even has a girsa in that Gemara, by the way, when it quotes the sakin and the ka'ar and all those things. He even puts tinok into the girsa of the Gemara. Really, you shouldn't be holding a baby while davening as well, right? Anything that's going to distract you from davening is problematic to be holding onto while we're davening. This is again Paskin in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Hey. And the Beis Yosef actually says, and again, Simen Tzadi Vav, he notes, I think it's Simen Tzadi Vav, the Beis Yosef says, Simen Tzadi, excuse me, he says that this applies not just to Sefer Torah, but all Kisvei Kodesh and even Sidurim, meaning anything that you're holding onto, just stam, and you're not using, so that can distract you and take away from your kavana. But, you know, maybe this is mistaber, it makes sense. If you're holding the Siddur to daven from, so then it'd be obviously okay, because then it's similar to the Lulav and Esrog that enhances your tefillah and enhances your kavana. And this is again how the Beis Yosef paskins in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis over there. Okay, so then how does that translate with regards to an iPhone or any sort of smartphone? We're not just picking on iPhone people here. You have your Galaxy too, right? So it's not a Chafsa Shel Mitzvah, Rabbi Leibowitz writes, in a Sefer. It's not like a Lulav or Siddur. And you might have the potential concern that it's going to fall on the floor. It costs lots of money. It might crack. And again, that might shtir your kavana. At the same time, though, we hold our phones all the time. Probably more than we should, right? Let's be honest here. Are we always concerned that we're going to drop our phones? Almost everybody has a case, right? If you don't have a case, you're like, you're a shota, right? Like, what are you doing? How do you not have a case on your phone, right? Your friend who just gets his new iPhone, you're like, dude, did you get a case yet? What are you doing? Like, what are you waiting for? You're going to wait to drop it on the floor? So maybe we do protect our phones in a sufficient manner, right? Because it's Maisim B'chol Yom that we drop our phones and they don't crack. Rabbi Leibowitz writes in this paragraph, I thought it was funny, but he says, at the end of the day, though, are you gonna give your younger brother your phone and like walk away? Right? Would you give your little sibling your phone and like walk away for 15 minutes? Leave him totally unattended? No, the idea is you're concerned something's going to happen to your phone. So we obviously place we're concerned about our phones, to say the least, right? So perhaps there's an issue besides the fact that it can distract us from tefillah, that we're concerned about dropping it. So now there's a third issue, and that's the idea of being omid lifnei hamelech. We need to put ourselves in a position, right? We need to put our, not just ourselves like physically, but put our minds in a position, right? We have to picture ourselves being omid lifnei hamelech. We have to think about standing before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So often you hear Musar Shmuzin that focus on like the koach adimyon and imagination about negative things or inappropriate things, but we have an amazing gift of dimyon. We have an amazing gift of imagination and creativity, and we should use that. We should conjure up images that help our avodas Hashem. One of those things that we should be doing, that we ought to be doing, is thinking about being Omid Lifnei HaMelech when we get up to Daven Shmoneh Esrei. Think about standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of that means presenting yourself in a certain way when you stand before the king. Abigail Koenig asked me just the other day, and I hope to give a share on this in a little bit too. She said, are you allowed to daven with your dog in the room? I guess a couple girls in my class have dogs, and they wanted to know, are they allowed to daven Shacharis or Mincha with their dog running around? So I said I have to look into it, but one of the things that immediately struck, if you're going to meet the president, I would imagine you're not bringing your dog with you, right? When you're Omid Lifnei HaMelech, you don't have your dog with you. When you're Omid Lifnei HaMelech, you probably don't have your phone out. Right, we have to. When we daven, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi Aleph that a person needs to act how one would act in front of important people. Right, so I would imagine you're not going to have your dog with you, but I would also imagine you're not going to be on your phone texting, looking at Instagram, whatever we may be doing on our phones. You're not going to be doing that when you have an important interview, when you're meeting an important person, an influential person. Right, you're in the moment, you're present, and I think that's something also to think about when it comes to davening from a smartphone. We have to recognize that we're being Omid Lifnei HaMelech. And this is what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim writes in Siman Tzadi Vav, he says, even someone who's carrying something that you're not really afraid of dropping, well, you shouldn't carry it because you need to act as if you're Omid Lifnei HaMelech. Right? Even if you're not afraid of dropping this thing, you still have to present in a way as if you're standing Lifnei HaMelech, and it's not as if. I think that's also something important to point out. It's not like as if. We mamish are standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to think about that. The last thing that Rabbi Leibowitz mentions, and with this we'll close, is the notion of Maris Ayin. So Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, is still doing Daf Yomi. I don't know if any of the Chevra here are still doing Daf Yomi.
I'm still doing that.
Oh, awesome. Wow. That's awesome. We got the hat trick here. Baruch Hashem. So
if you're doing Daf Yomi?
Yep.
Wow. That's awesome.
I had no idea that anyone else was
what
doing
a chabura. Forget this little halacha show. We should learn Daf together. Okay, hold on. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But if we remember from Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara mentioned the notion of Maris Ayin, and so how does this apply to davening from a smartphone? So Rav Moshe Feinstein differentiates between Maris Ayin and Chashad. I don't know if you guys are there, but I spoke about this around Hanukkah time also, where we know you have to light from the opening of your house. Let's say your door at the Pesach HaChatzer. So let's say someone lives in a house that has two chatzeros, two openings, let's say. So do you have to light a Chanukiah? Do you have to light Hanukkah lift on each side? So one of the discussions is, oh, maybe it's Maris Ayin. So what's Maris Ayin? So there are two types of Maris Ayin, let's say, or two problems, let's say, with Maris Ayin. There's Maris Ayin and there's Chashad. So Maris Ayin means that someone will see you do something and then assume that something that is really usur is permissible. Meaning, you're doing something and what you are doing is really okay. So let's say you're diving from your phone and you turned off all apps. You put it on airplane mode. Right, so there's no issues of distraction, and you have a case, and you're not worried about dropping your phone. But someone who sees you says, "Oh, it's totally okay to daven from home." But he doesn't know everything that you did. He doesn't know that you turned off your put it on Wi-Fi. Put it on airplane mode. He doesn't know that, so he's going to assume that something that is actually usur is okay, and he's going to end up doing something wrong. The other issue is chashad. Chashad doesn't mean people are going to learn from your ways. They're just going to assume you're doing something improper. They're going to think you're a bum. So this, Rabbi Leibowitz writes, can apply here as well. He says that, number one, people think it's okay to daven from a smartphone, not knowing that you put it on airplane mode. And number two, people could possibly assume, you know, what's the main use of your phone? Right? Well, my parents would probably say talking on the phone, but, you know, we would probably say texting and WhatsApping and things like that and playing games and, you know, doing whatever else we do on our phones, right? So if you see someone on their phone in the middle of the day, you assume they're what? They're texting, they're WhatsApping, they're going on the internet. You don't assume they're davening from their phone. So maybe there's an issue of chashad as well. So Rabbi Leibowitz, Maskan al-Halacha, says it's really appropriate to not daven from a smartphone. Again, b'shas ad-chak, if you have no other siddurim, you're caught in a pickle, whatever it is, so okay, then I guess b'di'ev would be okay to daven from a smartphone. Make sure to turn on airplane mode. But we should really try as best as you can to daven from a sitter. That'll enhance our kavana. And I think that's something that we need to be focusing on the most, to focus on kavana. Put ourselves in the best situation to have kavana. Very often that's using a sitter. And that's just a little bit to talk about based on Isaac's question that we had a little bit a while ago about davening and benching from an iPhone.